the Rama and the Magen Avraham, who took such a strong position in this regard, and we'll give our presentation and share our view. So the Rama says the following: Tisha B'Av. Lelo ki yom lechol davar v'en ochen al mivod yom v'en hashmasha shel avaser ki yom hakipurim orachayim simen taf kuf nun gimel sif beiz hagah muter v'chitza v'sichadis ha-sandal ad v'en hashmasha sumiyu b'chol nogin lachutz minalim kodim shiyo barchu v'imu shabbos chotzim l'achar barchu milvad shliach tzibur shechol itz kodim barchu. That's really more of an issue that he shouldn't become confused, tarud b'tfilaso rak omer tzchila hamavdil. Right, because obviously, it's a sign that it's no longer Shabbos, and you're not going to make Havdalah anyway until Motzai Hatainis. V'nagu shelo lilmod be'erev Tisha B'av mechatzos v'eilach ki midvar ma'mutarim b'tisha v'lachenim chal b'Shabbos. Right, that's the whole discussion here. Eino mer perkei avos. That's from the Maharil. V'chein lo yitayel erev Tisha B'av, and a person shouldn't, be mitayel. So it's one thing to say that you shouldn't go on a tiyul. That I think we could all agree, would not be conducive to getting into the spirit of the Yom. But if you're telling me you can eat and drink and there's rechitza sicha nila sasandal and you're not going to, learn Torah, that's a very, at first that seems just completely shocking, in terms of, a minhag. And yet here it is in the Rama. We'll see there's reasons to be mechalik and say, no, achila shesir rechitza sichanila sasandal. Yes, those can continue, but Torah in some ways, no, and because of some unique property of Torah, we'll get to that in just a second. So you look in the Rambam doesn't have a zecher to any of this in terms of erev Tisha B'Av, with respect to Talmud Torah, and he has to state as a chiddush that in Tisha B'Av be'atzmo tinoko shel beit Rabban mevatlin osam milimudan. Because for the Rambam, the curriculum is 365 days a year, pretty much. So, it's only on Tisha B'Av. So I'm not claiming that Chitas HaRambam in any way, would be in support of this minag. But there is like a conceptual kernel that I do want to extract from the Rambam. So Erev Tisha B'Av Hayu Mevin Lo Ladin Levado Pas Charev Melech Shor Imayim Yoshi B'Tanu V'Chirayim. Again, this is the original minag of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. V'Ochla V'Shosa L'Akiton Shomayim B'Deg Aga V'Shemamon U'Bechia. So that's the imagery of Aninus, of Erev Tisha B'Av. Specifically for Chachamim, which we've seen again is such a motif in the Rambam's presentation. Umiyamenu, I made a big deal of this and comparing it to Matanus Aniyam. Lo achalnu Erev Tisha B'Av Tavshil, Mafilu Shal Adashim, Elim Kain, Haya B'Shabbos. So the Rambam would definitely object, because, he's all for, Sudas Shlomo al Shulchano B'Shabbos. So he would object to the Rama's willingness to apply the minhag of Erev Tisha B'Av learning after Chatzos to Shabbos, because he's saying, Shabbos alone is enough of a reason, to continue on in every way. You continue on with your Achila, with your Shasiya, etc. So Kal V'Chomer, you're learning, one would think. But be that as it may, the framework of Aninus is relevant. In other words, what you might argue, not that the Rambam himself was willing to take it this far, but one might, in theory, argue if Erev Tisha B'Av is characterized as a day of Aninus, so we know, Misha Mesa Muta Lefanav, right, is Pater, Mi Kriyashma, Mi Natfila, Mi Natula, Mi Kol Mitzvah Samuros Batorah. But it's not just Pater, but if he wants to, he can. Remember, that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosvos, right? Enut Sarech Levarech. And the Balayatosos say no, that the dominant view here is that you're not supposed to be engaged in these things. So it is true that around the beginning of Hilchos Avil says all of the Dvarim Anoagin Ba'avil are not Noagin Be'onein. That's why you could have Rechitza and Sicha Be'aninos. Ephraim, just to remind us, what's the Rambam's Raya? He brings which story to prove the point? Exactly. But everybody seems to be in agreement that a person should not learn Torah even if it's not the same mechayiv as avelos, but either mishum kvodo shalmeis, or be based on the Yerushalmi quoted by Tosus there in brachos of yamim shata osik ben mechayim kol yamei chayacha v'lo yamim shata osik ben memesim, so kvodo shalmeis, or osik mitzvah patar mina mitzvah. So you could argue that part of the broader spirit of aninus is like the Rama has shalola tayel. It'll be weird to take a tiyul if somebody was an aninus, that would reflect very deep insensitivity in terms of kodesh lames. And maybe Talmud Torah, in its own way, you know, you could say would be thematically inappropriate. Just a thought, you know, which emerges from the presentation of Erev Tisha B'Av as a Yom Aninus, you know, and especially that language in the Rambam that we spent so much time on, right? Da'aga, Shmamon, Bechia, sort of the opposite of some of the sentiments that we conjure up when it comes to Talmud Torah. Nonetheless, the Gaon, you know, just put a stake in the ground and said, come on. This minag of Nagu Shal Lomar Erev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos Ve'Elach Ki Midvar Mamutarim. So he says it's because of the simcha, obviously, misam chilei, v'chomer yaseirahi. It's just, you know, unjustified stringency. D'hai, no, shum davar midvar manoag and Tisha B'Av. Obviously, rechitza sichanila sasandal achila and chesia. So to single out Talmud Torah, which is keneged kulam, the Gaon says, for him, is a bridge too far, and he'll certainly not be the only one. And in this case, not even the most prominent objector, the Taz carries the day in that regard. But one could, in theory, be mechalik. So let's talk about why one would be mechalik and say, quite ironically, even though you would assume that the core elements of the day are achila, shesia, sicha, nila, sasandal, tashmish, amita, and if those aren't binding an Erev Tisha B'Av. Now, it's true that, you know, when Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos and it's Nidcha, so Dvarim Shebitzina, Tash Mishamita does become an issue. But basically, you know, in all other respects, Afilu Kisuda Shlomo, we continue on, Hoel V'Nidcha Yidcha, kind of a situation. So let's talk about why Talmud Torah would be uniquely subject to Chumra. Eitan, what do you think?
Because Erev Tisha B'Av is supposed to be a day of didos, and Torah is inherently something that is done in a group that has a special feature of chavrusa.
Okay, so it's like v'noalu chareb alabadim. I hear it. Okay, so in other words, Talmud Torah is a way of, you know, it's a way of besufa. You know, even the mechanta shel Torah nas levasof nasu ahavim zadza. I hear it. The important direction. So there's a, right, there's a chevrati component to it. So maybe we should be mechalik along those lines. I could accept that and say, let's, efshar l'kayim shneim, it shouldn't be the regular chabura. And by the way, we have that model. Ilan, where do we have that model where we say Talmud Torah can go on, but we shouldn't have large groups of people learning Torah? Where do we find that? There's a harav shemeis tu beis midrash obatel. Then after a certain amount of time, right, the Talmidim are sitting zugos, small little pairs, discussing the Torah of the Rabbi. So Eitan suggests a good suggestion. So the Chassam Sofer says something, I think, deeply insightful about this conundrum. How can you defend this minhag if you're going to be eating and drinking, which is, you know, not a mitzvah, you know, per se? So how in the world are you going to say there's no Talmud Torah? So Chassam Sofer says, nearby, Be'enai, nearly, Hatam shel yahar b'lel Tisha B'Av inyan shelam ad b'yom. V'im kein gam b'shabes achar chatzos aser. So Ephraim, in your own words, what's Chassam Sofer saying? What is unique about Talmud Torah that justifies a chumrah that wouldn't apply Erev Tisha B'Av to achila shesia, rechitza sicha, and perhaps, you know, tashmish amita as well?
It's like we were saying, actually, about, like, Rechitza and Sicha, at the meal, I think earlier in the Rishonim, that it's like it's a Hanah which continues, it's Mimush Tefet, even into Tisha B'Av.
Right, that it will change the character of your Tisha B'Av, right? This is actually a reflection of a very aspirational view, as a matter of fact, about the nature of Talmud Torah, right? What he's saying is that you're not going to be able to turn it off. And then you won't have a proper Tisha B'Av experience. It's not really a din and error of Tisha B'Av, it's a din and Tisha B'Av. But if we're being realistic about it, you know, if you were learning, you know, the Tanaim that Yehoshua ben Nun set up, you know, when he was Nochel Es Haaretz, you know, you're not going to be able to stop yourself. You're going to be pondering whether or not somebody who's chasing after his beehive, when it goes into another person's property, which you could do as long as you're willing to pay the damage, is, you know, whether we paskin like the Das Yachid that says you can chop down a branch so you don't have to take the bees out one by one. according to one view in the Tanoim, that was one of the conditions that Yehoshua ben Nun set up. But he was no chalas aretz. It's sort of like hefker based in hefker that Yehoshua's Tanai was that you could chop down the branch of that tree. And you're going to be pondering that. You'll see a bee on Tisha B'Av, and all of a sudden, you know, it won't be that Yom, you know, Mar v'Nimhar. It'll be in a time of Da'avon and Bechi, and, you know, which the Rambam describes here. You'll be wondering, you know, about the Kavil Shel Devorim. It will compromise your Tisha B'Av experience. How's that for Talmud Torah? So we're not discriminating against Talmud Torah, we're just acknowledging its singular, you know, power and its capacity to transform our inner worlds, and, you know, that's goof of the problem in this case. Okay, so that's a very powerful defense. Chassam Sofer, again, it's not discrimination against Talmud Torah, it's an acknowledgement of the chashivus of Torah. Okay, very... very, very important line in the Chassam Sofer. Okay, but be that as may, that is his perspective. Maybe the greatest defender of this minhag was the Magen Avraham. So he says, "Chal b'Shabbes, Chal v'Chomer Michal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbes, Shasul Lomod Kol Yom, Da'aser Midina Lomod b'Tisha B'Av." So he says, "Well, wait a second. If we're going to say, you know, it's Tisha B'Av Shachalios v'Rishon b'Shabbes." So then Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, and we'll cut out Pirkei Avos for that reason. So let's say Tisha B'Av Gufa is Shabbos. So he says, okay, so then learning would be Aser all day. And that's amazing. That would be an amazing Chumrah, that you'd be Aser to learn all of Shabbos. Right? Uchuvas Maram Lublin, Kasev Michal Tisha B'Av B'Shabbos, Mutalombo, Detashmish Gufa, Chomer Yaseira. He thought that the issue of Tashrish Amita was really a Chomer Yaseira, that that should be Noeg in Tisha B'Av, which was Chalios B'Shabbos and Nidcha. V'havadu lalosif Allah ad kan l'shono. Right? That we shouldn't go beyond Tashrish Amita. V'tzarachiyon shalo hevi divrei Rama. But he didn't contend with the Rama here, where the Rama seems to take the position that Erev Tisha B'Av shechalios B'Shabbos achar chatzos, you're not going to have learning. And again, the Magen Avraham feels a logical conclusion of that would be that if it was not Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av Atzmo Shechalios B'Shabbos, either way you're observing the Tainus on Sunday, the question is what goof of the day is. Is it Erev Tisha B'Av or is it actually the ninth of Av? So he thinks a logical extension of the Rav Shita is to Aser learning all day long when it's Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. Miu B'Tshuvas Mariel Kosav Zel Shem Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos Osan Amod Achar Chatzos. A third shita, kemo b'chol, mashma dekodem chatzos mutter. Now, for the Chassam Sofer, that makes perfect sense. Why? Why does this make perfect sense, Ilan, for the Chassam Sofer? In other words, you'd say, well, wait a second. If it's Tisha B'Av ba'atzmo, then learning should be usher all day. And it's a... yeah, go ahead.
It's not going to detract from the nature of the day, because if you were doing it on Tisha B'Av itself, it would be fine, so... that's what you're thinking about. It's not going to be a problem.
Right. It's only a problem after Chatzos, because that's going to spill over into the night. So, V'nirli Atam, the Magen Avraham says, Kevan Shenidcha Nidcha, V'ein Lo Din Tisha B'Av, Rak Din Erev Tisha B'Av. So, we treat it as if it were Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechalios V'Shabbos. We call Malkom Linin Tashmish Machmerinan, that is the Minhag, Abba Darachim Moshe, Hevi B'Tshuvas Ma'aril, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechalios V'Shabbos. And you find this in the Ma'aril as well. Yim Kain, in Raya Misham. And he was matzalom b'Erev Tisha B'Av shechal b'Shabbos, ve'oser b'Tisha B'Av atzmo shechal b'Shabbos. So again, you have all the different permutations of this minhag. V'lin yira lahachmir b'shneim, d'hayochel lilmo dvarim hamutarim b'Tisha B'Av, v'chenishkachim b'gemara shekara Rebbe Megillas Eicha b'Tisha B'Av shechal b'Shabbos. Right? This is just like Purim shechal yos b'Shabbos. What do you do? So you're osek in the halachos of Purim. Yet another connection between Purim and Tisha B'Av. So the Magen Avraham says, I think we should be machmir across the board. So if it's Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos after Chatzos, if it's Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, so maybe, you know, the whole way through, we're not really going to have Talmud Torah, except for the Dvarim Hamutarim B'Tisha B'Av, which would be a phenomenal distinction. Absolutely amazing that the Magen Avraham comes out this way, because what he'll say is you'll have a Shabbos without any, you know, any learning, and you'll start asking questions, well, what about Bamed Madlikin? And what about, you know, Ezau Mekoman and Pitumak Torres? And you say, okay, those things are all, guys, you know, part of, those are all part of the regular Seder Hayom. You say, well, what about Kriyas HaTorah? Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah D'Rabim. You know, these are, it's an amazing shita that the Magen Avraham is adopting. But he says, well, look, you know, don't accuse me of, you know, shutting down Talmud Torah, because you can always, and this is where my daughter will object, so you can always learn the Dvarim HaMutarim B'Tisha B'Av. You know, so not everybody's going to like that so much. You know, we have to read, you know, learn Ki Solid Banim Uvnevanim, and Yirmiyah, and Eov. Some people love learning Eov, but, you know, come on. And, you know, Hilchos Avelos. You know, not for everybody. Whatever happened to my Rambam Shir, my Ramban Shir, Pirkei Avos. So a lot of the Achronim are going to be, you know, a little mifak fake in this, you know, kind of an approach. But I think even more fundamentally, you have to wonder what the Magen Avraham is really saying. Where you have the outlet of Dvarim HaMutar in B'Tisha B'Av. So is that just his way of saying, well, I'm not shutting down Talmud Torah. Don't call me the Grinch who stole Talmud Torah. Right? Because, you know, there's still Dvarim HaMutarim. Or is it actually a reflection of Tisha B'Av as a moed? In other words, it's not just Tachnun and Slichos and Tzidkascha. And as we saw the other day, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim, that after Chatzos, you shouldn't be Machmer about sitting on the floor because it interferes with the status of moed. And we saw yesterday, right? Vishpati Mitzion, Chaga, Chadsha, Vishabata. Chagaz at Tisha B'Av, it still has the status of a chag. So all of that being the case. Oh, just 1 second. My wife needs me for 1 second.